Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Sai Rambuchtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is on a three-day visit to Gujarat, will participate in the historic Somnath Swabhiman Parv today. The event marks exactly 1,000 years since the first invasion of the temple in 1026 and 75 years since its post-independence restoration in 1951. Today, the Prime Minister will take part in the Shaurya Yatra, a ceremonial procession honouring those who defended the shrine. Mr. Modi will also perform puja and offer prayers at the temple. He will then address a public gathering in Somnath. Later in the day, the Prime Minister is scheduled to inaugurate the vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference in Rajkot. Earlier, on reaching Somnath yesterday evening, the Prime Minister participated in the Omkar mantra chanting and viewed a spectacular drone show at the temple. Our correspondent reports that the holy shrine is witnessing a huge spiritual gathering with devotees from across the country participating in these historic celebrations. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that India can become self-reliant only by embracing the mantra of Swadeshi and Swabhasha. Addressing a function at Jodhpur in Rajasthan, he urged people to make and use local products and to converse in their mother tongue at home.
I request everyone that as much as possible, we should insist on using indigenous things. Every trader should decide that if there are things made in my country, then I will trade only those. This indigenous is the other side of self-reliance. And along with indigenous, my request to many young friends and parents is that speak whatever language you have to speak for progress in the world, learn whatever language you have to learn. There is no objection to speaking and learning as many languages as you want, but speak with children at home only in Marwadi and Hindi.
In Kerala, Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the State Conference of BJP's elected members to civic bodies in Thiruvananthapuram this morning. He will also visit the Sri Padmanabha Swami Temple for Darshan. Mr. Shah will also inaugurate Kerala Kaumudi newspaper conclave in the afternoon and will attend a core group meeting of BJP and NDA leaders. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman chaired a pre-budget consultation with states and union territories in New Delhi yesterday. The Minister of State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary, Governor of Manipur, Chief Ministers of Goa, Haryana, Meghalaya, Sikkim, Delhi and Jammu and Kashmir, Deputy Chief Ministers of Arunachal Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Rajasthan and Telangana were present in the meeting. In a statement, the Ministry of Finance said that during the meeting, participants gave several suggestions to the Union Finance Minister for consideration in the Union Budget of 2026-27. It said that many participants highlighted that the scheme for special assistance to states for capital investment or SASCI be continued with higher allocations. The budget session of Parliament is scheduled to begin on the 28th of this month. Pariksha Pe Charcha 2026 has set a new participation record with more than 4 crore registrations so far, surpassing last year's Guinness World Record tally of 3.56 crore. The update was shared by Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan, who said the initiative has grown from an annual interaction into a nationwide movement promoting a stress-free exam environment for students. The minister urged students, referring them as exam warriors, to actively join this year's edition and benefit from the Prime Minister's guidance on confidence, focus, well-being and stress management as their exams approach. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast dense to very dense fog over Delhi, Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh today. Dense fog is expected over Bihar, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad. The weather agency has also warned of heavy rainfall in Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal. A total of 27 Indian citizens who were lured to Myanmar with false job promises but were instead forced to work illegally in cyber scam operations have been safely rescued and brought back to India. The rescued nationals arrived in Delhi yesterday. And in cricket, India is all set to start their 2026 season today as they face New Zealand in the first match of the three-match ODI series in Vadodara. The match will start at 1:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.